Named by BBC Music as one of the top 20 sopranos of all time, Christine Brewer travels the globe singing major works in the world's greatest opera houses and concert halls. But in between those engagements, she also enjoys performing works on a smaller scale and closer to home. St. Louis On the Air contributor Steve Potter sat down with Brewer to talk about a recital at a South County church featuring a song cycle by a living American composer that has a fascinating and poignant backstory.
Christine Brewer, welcome to St. Louis On the Air.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Steve.
Great to see you again. What an interesting project that you have coming up. It's a concert that includes a song cycle that you'll be performing. It's called Vignettes. Letters from George to Evelyn from the private papers of a World War II bride.
Yeah. These are songs that I've been singing for a few years, written by Alan Smith. He's an American composer from Texas. He's the head of the piano department at USC and also runs the chamber music program at Tanglewood. So fine musician and a wonderful composer. And he sets a lot of letters. Stephanie Blythe has recorded Covered Wagon Woman, which are letters from women that went across in the Oregon Trail, Ellis Island, again, letters that people have written. And these letters were from a woman he met in Los Angeles. And
who is still alive, right?
I think she just passed away. But she's, you know, a few years ago gave him these letters, said, I know you write songs. Maybe you'd find some interest in these. And he selected a few of them. And when he showed them to me, I said, was this man a poet or some kind of writer? I mean, they're so beautiful. And he said, no, this is how people wrote letters in the 40s. This is how people, we've kind of lost that art of letter writing.
Do people write letters?
Exactly. Good. I try to because I think it's such a
I still do.
Nice thing. Yeah, I do. I mean, my mom always wrote letters and it's nice for me to, she's been dead almost 20 years now, for me to look and find a letter with her handwriting, you know, and read it again. And these letters are so personal and they're sweet because they were only married for a year when he got deployed to Europe for World War II. And he was a lieutenant. He survived D-Day. In the letters, he talks to her about what's going on around him. One of them, he talks about the...
Do you want to share one?
I just love this one. Good morning, darling. The sun has just come up. It's a beautiful morning. The grassy downs are sparkling like myriads of diamonds. Sheep are placidly grazing around my tent, satisfied with the prospect of getting both food and drink in the same mouthful, and displaying their woolly youngsters with great pride. From the top of our hill, the great sea is as quiet as a lake. The anchored hulls of all the cargo ships are quietly swaying to and fro, keeping rhythm with gentle swells that do not end in surf. This morning, my heart goes out to you.
It sounds like it's a poem in a book.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I just, they make me get a little teary when I'm singing them. And some of them are kind of funny. And he talks about after D-Day, how muddy everything was. And Alan set that particular letter to sort of like the kind of bum, 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 kind of like a newsreel, you know. And there is some humor in this. And then there's some tragedy in it as well. Because
we'll get to that later.
All right.
What else is in the program?
Well,
and how does it relate to this?
All right. My accompanist, Craig Terry from Chicago, he runs the Young Artist Program up at the Lyric Opera. We've known each other since he was in St. Louis for Gloriana. He was the accompanist for the rehearsal. So we met, you know, 10, 15 years ago. He suggested, we'd been doing this cycle for a while. He said, what if we did this as the centerpiece of the recital? And then what if we put music in the recital that George and Evelyn might have heard on the radio? So Craig has a great collection of a lot of these World War II songs. Some are kind of obscure songs that Dinah Shore recorded and Doris Day, Ella Fitzgerald. So we've got things on here like Through the Years by Vincent Yeomans, or Yeomans, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. Some Harold Arlen tunes. He found one that Doris Day sang called I'm Still Sitting Under the Apple Tree. And it's a humorous take on the Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone But Me. The war is over. And she's singing about it. And she said, he's still in France. And I need to get over there and tell him that I'm still sitting under this apple tree waiting for him to come home. Ain't Misbehaving. One of them I really loved, The Last Mile Home. The Longest Mile is The Last Mile Home. So there are a lot of songs about being away from your loved one or coming home. He's changed, you know. It's changed him.
Well, let's sample one of the songs that you'll be performing. This is a recording of you singing through the years.
Yeah.
What should we know about this?
It's just a lovely song about no matter what happens, I'll be with you through the years.
And that's Christine Brewer, who will be performing at Concord Trinity United Methodist Church on Friday, March the 3rd. And Christine, between through the years we just heard and the love letters, this could be a real tearjerker.
Well, you know what? That's what Craig and I said when we started planning this program. And so we do have, we put in some lighter numbers as well, because they can't all be. I don't want everybody just sobbing the whole time.
Going to issue tissues at the door.
I think we should.
So let's get back to the centerpiece of this recital. It's what we were talking about before, vignettes, letters from George to Evelyn from the private papers of a World War II bride. These are real letters, a couple that had just been married a year. He's off to the war. And they write, but there's an interesting story about, didn't she receive the letters later or part of them?
Yes, yes. And this reminded me, when I first sang the cycle, I remember I was a young girl during the Vietnam War, and the minister at our church used to read letters from his son, who was in Vietnam. He was a medic. And so every week or so, he would read one of his letters. And then his son died in the war, and my mom sang for his funeral, and about a week or two later, there was another letter.
Wow.
Because it was, you know, it had been mailed before. And George survived D-Day, and of course, you know, so many were killed during that battle, and then he died just shortly before the war was over. And so one of the songs in this cycle is called Telegram Schism, and it's just word for word what the telegram was to her. And Alan said it in a way that is just very stark, and he didn't want it to sound emotional. He just wanted it to be, you know, Western Union, 1945, April 2, p.m., 624, dot, dot, T-A, 84. And he goes on with this. And then there's one more song, because one more letter came, or a couple more letters came, and he set this last song, "My heart, my mind, my soul is yours. Love me. I adore you. Love me too. My best to everyone. Must run now, my sweet. Gotta run now, baby. Love, George." And Alan really, he set them beautifully, but not in a maudlin way. And I think it speaks to everyone, because we've all experienced something. If we weren't living during World War II, we've certainly experienced other conflicts and other wars. And
I guess it was even amplified then, the communication. Now you can communicate so quickly in so many different ways. But back then it was a big deal to get a letter, and it took 2 weeks to get there, and you didn't have any other way to contact.
That's right.
That's not like today.
No. And in some ways, I mean, certainly it's all the modern technology we have now is great on some level. But I still like getting a real handwritten letter. I still get letters from my old English teacher from high school. And I look forward to getting a letter from her. And I always try to write one to her. It's easier sometimes to just sit down and type it out on the computer and print up, but I try to write it.
You know, I write out thank you notes, and I don't remember the last time I got one.
this is something I tell young singers all the time. I talk about, just parts of the business. I said, it's important if you do an audition for somebody to sit down with, and I said, just get yourself some nice stationery and nice cards, and you don't have to write much, 2 or 3 sentences. Thank you for your time. I enjoyed singing for your opera company or whatever, and send it.
Right.
There's something about a handwritten thank you note that's really important.
And do you have any insight on what it took for this lady? Here she has all these letters that are so personal to her, and she's probably had them in that drawer, that chest for decades and decades and decades. And at some point, she decides she can share these. To me, that's fascinating.
I think so, too. And I never got to meet her, but Alan said that he met her through a music group. And I think he was having one of his students perform some of his songs. And then she talked to him about it.
Who were these people, George and Evelyn? Do you know anything about them? They were young. Who they were before they met and had this year together?
No, I don't. And I should ask Alan if she ever shared that with him. I don't know.
Would you read another one?
Sure.
And these are all from the 1940s. These were written from George to Evelyn while he was overseas.
It's hard to decide which one. There's one little short one he writes. You sense his trepidation about what's coming up because he knows he has to lead these guys into D-Day. But he says, I'm still the busiest guy in the 7 armies, and the days and nights run together and melt away with alarming speed. Still, each one that passes brings closer that time when my purgatory on earth shall be ended, and I can enter into my heaven through the portals of your 2 lovely arms. I mean, he tried to keep, I think, some of the violent stuff away from her. And even when he did hint about it, he always ended it in a way that was very loving.
Huh. Do you get that feeling that, there probably were a lot of other things he could have talked about but chose not to?
Absolutely. I think he didn't want to share all the grimness of it.
Well, as we talked about before, you're going to be performing some other pieces that sort of relate to all this, too. Let's hear another one that you've recorded and tell me about it. It's a tune we'll all recognize.
Yeah, this one is, you know me, I love Harold Arlen's music, and I sing a lot of his stuff. In fact, I'm working on an Arlen project with John Williams. I was just in L.A. last week working on some Arlen that we're hoping to record. But this one is called Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe, and it's from the film Cabin in the Sky.
Skies ain't gonna cloud no more, the crops ain't gonna fail, caught a bluebird by the toe, a rainbow by the tail, a sun man with eyes that shine. Kiss me and it's Christmas everywhere.
Christine. Christmas every day or whatever the lyrics were. I think it's going to be a combination of Christmas and Valentine's Day, even though your performance is in March.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It's a love story. It's about loving someone and missing them when you're apart and being joyful when you can be together.
And the words that George writes to Evelyn are they're poetic.
They are. They're beautiful.
Yeah. You know, before I let you go, though, I guess maybe it was the last time I talked to you. I'm not, no, probably not. But I know I did talk to you when you were performing Doubt or about to perform Doubt.
Yeah.
And you're back with Union Avenue coming up this year?
Yes. And they said, what would you do to come back? I said, let me do a comic. I have one comic role because I think I'm a funny person in real life. And I'm doing the part of Lady Billows in Benjamin Britten's opera, Albert Herring. So I get to be the town matriarch. And as my daughter said when she was about 7, oh, Mom, you're so bossy in that opera. My thing. I love it.
Well, that's a stretch for you, and you know I'm being sarcastic.
I know you are. Okay. I can see that.
Christine, I have one last question for you.
Sure.
Specifically, when we were talking about these vignettes, letters from George to Evelyn from the private papers of a World War II bride, these 1940s letters, why do you think they connect so well with us today? You know, the world is really different. Mm-hmm. Maybe relationships don't change as much as the times do. I don't know. What mm-hmm. do you think?
I think that's a big part of it, and I think it lets us get a little glimpse into what maybe our grandparents were like, that they actually weren't that much different than we were. Do you know? They loved and they had relationships and they missed each other when they were apart. And I think that's why it speaks to us. It gives, I don't know, I feel like I'm just, you know, eavesdropping and kind of seeing into their relationship a little bit. And it's not much different than my relationship with my husband.
Wow. Well, we'll all get to share that with you coming up very soon. Christine, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Steve. Thank you.
That was soprano Christine Brewer speaking with Steve Potter. She and pianist Craig Terry will present a recital highlighted by Alan Smith's song cycle, Vignettes, Letters from George to Evelyn from the Private Papers of a World War II Bride, on Friday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. at Concord Trinity United Methodist Church in South County. You can find more information at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.